Dana's Valley by Jeanette Oak and Laurel Oak Logan. Published by Bethany House Publishers. By outward appearance, you could have thought that the small, stuccoed Cape Cod, tucked in among the still barren trees at 129 Maple Street, was empty and silent. You would have been wrong. And only in the dusk of the early morning hours could such a mistaken impression have been possible. We were a family of six, with kids ranging in ages from 4 to 14, and our home was seldom quiet. Even this early, there had been stirrings for a couple of hours, more or less. And my mother, who hummed as she moved about the kitchen, preparing another in an endless procession of meals, was soon to make sure the activity would increase. "Brett, girls, time to be up." I opened an eye and sneaked a peek at my sister to see if she was stirring. Light was beginning to filter through the blinds, and I could just distinguish her face above the motionless lump of pink comforter on her bed. We had always engaged in a contest of wills to see who would move first. Dana still had not opened her eyes, but she did mumble, "It's your turn to practice first."
"I practiced last time," I argued.
I was now awake and, with the vigor of a younger sister, ready to fight for my rights.
"No, you didn't." "Did too." "No, you didn't. Just ask Mom."
Dana's eyes were open now, wide open and looking directly at me. Even though her expression held no malice, I knew she had no intention of backing down. She tossed back the faded Barbie quilt and reached a foot to the cranberry...